Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I think I'm going to go over to the Brewers Outlet and get you a case of something. It's just for you.
Absolutely.
Let's face it. No, they sell great stuff. They don't, like, you know, I mean, like, they said, what would you get Matt? I said, probably what he really likes, a case of gruel. I said, but I don't think they sell that. Wow. But I'll tell you what they do sell. Imports, domestics, microbrews. The best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies. Hot day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. Look, stock up for the weekend. 4th of July is in the rearview mirror, but you know what? It's summertime. Time to kick back and enjoy. They're out on the deck, the patio, the fire pit, whatever it may be. All right? Just have some fun. Just enjoy. Relax. Friendly advice I'm giving to all of you out there. I'm giving advice to my co-host. Relax. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Alec Bone, our play-by-play call of the day, spectacular.
Check swing. Bouncer to third. Charging his ball. Bear hits.
Oh, my goodness.
Throws on the run in time. A la Mike Schmidt off the turf. Alec Bone with a wonderful play to finish up this ninth inning and take the game to extras.
Tommy McCarthy, and in the background, John Kruk on the Phillies TV network. Alec Bone. Again, when I saw him at Williamsport and you were to tell me he could make that play today, I would have told you no. I saw the bat. I saw the bat speed. I saw the power. In the field, I did not see a guy that had flexibility. Now you look at him, he's worked very, very hard at that. Very hard. And that's a real testimony to him that he now makes a play like that and makes it look relatively easy. So good for Alec Bone. I'm thrilled for him and thrilled for Philly fans. He's a good ball player. He's the third overall pick in the draft out of Wichita State. And they drafted very, very well. Drafted well. All right. Let's go to the Tomb of Tumult for the third installment of your rants.
So the Yankees were just quite frankly embarrassing last night.
No, this group again. Look, okay, the $40 million man is out. They still got $239 million in payroll without him, and they still can't win.
I know.
They're
well,
good.
I mean, at least they're able to get a split with the series with the O's, a key series. But I think they let one get away two nights ago where they could have taken 3 out of 4. But I guess I'll take a split. But what I don't take any more of is Luis Severino. I'm done. I'm absolutely done. You can't go from, oh, I think I'm ready to go, and then all of a sudden rush yourself back and just stink up the place since then. And last night was probably rock bottom. I've had it with this guy. He can't get himself together. He rushed himself back. He has been a liability for this team, quite frankly, in his last four starts. So we need to make a change. I'm done. I'm done with Luis Severino. Everything else that happened last night, I think it was just one of those nights that you have sometimes in the course of a long season. But Severino, no excuse. I'm done with him. I'm done. I'm done with his antics, his inconsistencies on the mound. Just forget about it. But unfortunately, the Yankees have nowhere to go right now. But if and when Carlos Rondon can come back this weekend and then actually stay and stay healthy, I would take this guy out. And if you have to do an opener for the fifth starter, you know what? That's fine than what they have right now in Severino. It might as well just be the same thing. Because the Yankees, all the Yankees' long relievers stink, too. Like Abreu and Nick Ramirez. Abreu was horrible again last night, giving up six more runs. So, yeah, that's where I stand right now with Severino. Gone.
How many did you score last night?
One. Which is also a problem, but, I mean, struggling and not getting runs is one thing, but then when you rush yourself back and then struggle, that's another thing.
Let's not mask the fact that he could have been pitched brilliantly last night and you still would have lost.
That is a fair point, yes. But it's just a matter of how things have gone with him is what's kind of irked me to this point. It's one thing to stink and struggle, but it's another thing to stink and struggle after you rush yourself back from injury.
As opposed to taking your sweet time?
That's also the extreme. And like I said before, if Aaron Judge is not back by the end of the month, then I will start to have a big problem with that. Because first of all, there's been no transparency at all from the Yankees, except hearing from the man himself, which I think he just said it voluntarily anyway, just by being with the media one day. But I think, unfortunately, I do think we're heading in that direction. But I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt until the end of the month. Then I'm done.
Well, he's the one person that is allowed to say it. I mean, he is the one person under HIPAA laws that's allowed to say it. He can talk about his own condition all he wants. He may not have wanted the Yankees to say anything. I don't know. Well, that's something you have to always keep in mind as to what they want and what they don't want. It's interesting, the NFL has always done that general probable, questionable, doubtful out deal. I think, what did they remove? Was it questionable got removed? Something got removed. I think it was questionable. And, you know, the entire point of it was that we don't want anybody involved in gambling. But the whole point of it was because of gambling. That's the only reason they put out injury reports. You know, guys get on the IL now, so you know they're out. I mean, it's not like they put him on the 60-day DL. They didn't. He's on the 10. But now the mystery is, when's it going to be? They didn't put him on the 60. They put him on the 10.
Exactly. That's part of the problem.
Well, I mean, but 10 can be, that's 10's a minimum, right? 60's a minimum. I mean, that doesn't mean you're out 10 days. It means that you're out a minimum of 10 days.
Right, but that still at least gives me idea, okay, he'll be back in a week or two, not like he'll be back I don't know when.
I mean, like, for example, let's take Trevor Story. Trevor Story was put on the 60. Now they've gone past the 60, and he's now doing rehab, and they think he might be playing for them possibly in 2 weeks, you know, which would be earlier for him. But then again, his surgery was in the offseason too. So, I mean, that's the definition of a 60 right there. Hey, he's on the 60. He's going to be out 2 months. And he's fulfilled the 60. Now he's actually on the verge of playing. When they say 10, 10's only a minimum. And remember, it used to be 15.
Right.
The Players Association got it knocked back down to 10. In fact, it used to be 15 and 21. There used to be a 21-day disabled list. Then they got it knocked back to 15. Now it's 10, and they got 10 and 60. So he's on the 10 with the idea that they think he can be back. They haven't transferred him. And he's taking batting practice, but, you know, there you go. Slow time. It was great having Ryan Snyder on the show yesterday talking about the recruiting part of it. Now, next week, Penn State's going to introduce their new baseball coach, Mike Gambino. They're going to do that on Tuesday. We're going to do that in conjunction with the media getting a chance to see some basketball. Next month, they will go to the Bahamas they'll play two games there. And that's been a big plus for them, because it gives Mike the chance, Mike Rhodes the chance, to get a handle on combinations as to how it works. I was over there on Monday for a bit. And, you know, it's been great. Kanye Clary looks lightning quick. And I'll give you a guy that's lost weight is Demetrius Lillie. Lillie came in, had a problem last summer, and he put some weight on because he wasn't in the weight room. And then as the season went, he played a little bit, but he didn't take the weight off. And part of the issue with him is he developed some bad eating habits along the way, which didn't help. And he cleaned that up. He's been in the weight room, and you'd be amazed. Hey, let's give Demetrius Lillie some credit. He looks svelte. I was really impressed. He's like, "Hey, Mr. Jones." I'm going, "Hey, D, how are you?" I'm like, "That's Lillie." Yes. Ow. And to his credit, he has actually helped himself and has moved very well in practice. Kanye Clary is lightning quick. Lightning quick. And there's no doubt who the leader of the group is. It's Ace Baldwin. And he's the leader. And now it's going to be a question of what combinations work for Mike. We all know that he has a heavy emphasis on defense. I've got that. But they may have a heavy emphasis on defense, but they are going to be firing up shots. Joe Crisman and I had a long talk about that on Monday, about the offensive side and getting up as many shots as possible, being wide open. And look, that would mean there would be three teams in the Big Ten that play an open style of offense. I feel that Michigan State does, and they run. Iowa absolutely does. They play no defense. And then Penn State would be the other, except Penn State's going to combine that style with defense. So that'll be interesting. Football-wise, it's interesting. I was reading a couple of articles about the team, and one was about, I think it was Sean Fitz wrote this on 3.com, about Cam Wallace, the freshman running back from Georgia. And then people have been saying, "Hey, it's really cool. He's going to wear 26. Wow, that comes with big expectations." And then Sean put in the article, he says, "But the reality was he requested a single digit and settled for 26. Oh, that's kind of like a myth killer, isn't it? Oh, goodness gracious. But yeah, that's where they are. So that'll be next week. Dead period right now in recruiting. Coaches need that across the country. They all do. And then there'll be Big Ten Media Days coming up in a little bit more than 2 weeks. And then right after Big Ten Media Days will be that NIL event in Avalon. On the 27th. And then after that, we get the training camp. That'll be exciting. Just to see what they can do. And then what will be the key to training camp? The key to training camp, number one above all, do you have the same team 2.5-3 weeks in that you had when you started? If you got that means you kept people healthy, and that opens the door to you getting better. You got people that are out, and you're trying to now, you know, fit pieces of a jigsaw puzzle together, right? It becomes more difficult. But if you can keep the vast majority of your guys out there and playing in units, that's the key to training camp. Can you survive the first 2.5 weeks of camp, right, where you get a lot of work done, there's some hitting done, and you have essentially the same team that you started with. Big. Very big. Oh, I just got a text from Luis Severino. You know we were friends, did you?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
He was listening to the show. He has a bone to pick with you.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Get yourself out of the fetal position. Come on.
Huh? Bring it.
You'd say this to his face?
I would, actually, because it'd have to go through an interpreter first.
Oh.
So that gives me a half a second to get ready.
Oh, my goodness. The interpreter just gave Matt a scowl.
Almighty!
Brought to you by Brewers Outlet here on News Radio 1070 WJOK. The FTX collapse cost Tom Brady about $30 million. How about that?
I did see that.
That's a heavy, heavy loss. I mean, now, of course, yeah, you're happy about it. You know.
Well, I mean, I think he'll survive, but that's not great to see.
No, I mean, there are a lot of people who lost a lot of money on FTX. That collapse hit people hard almost in the same way with the Bernie Madoff case. I mean, why have the Mets been such a struggle? Because Madoff was an investor, and Wilpons got involved with him. And I had a friend of mine who had a chance was hired by a Major League Baseball team to be their TV guy, a friend of mine. I'm not going to get into who or what team. And he's all set, moved his entire family to the city that he was going to broadcast in, and then was put on the pregame show because a longtime veteran announcer needed to work because he had invested in the Madoff thing and had lost a lot of money and needed it to bounce back. I mean, there's always these tentacles that happen with something like this. And let's face it, I mean, $30 million, that's kind of a big number for anybody to lose. Now, for Brady, that was what? That'd be a season with Tampa Bay? What was he making? He was making between $20 and $30 million with Tampa Bay, right?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Now, he had made less money before with the Patriots. He was taking less money. And I always referred to that as the Giselle Bundchen factor because, obviously, as a household, they were making a lot of money. So Brady took less money in order to have it spread around so they could get more players. That's one of the issues that you find with quarterbacks. Quarterbacks will make exponentially more than everybody else for obvious reasons. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure out. But one of the issues that you have with quarterbacks making that kind of money is that it takes away the flexibility of the team. That's why you'll see guys renegotiate these deals. Now you get involved in FTX, and we saw the commercials that they were making all the time. Everybody was making that. I mean, they certainly made it seem like the hottest crypto going, right? With all the commercials that we saw for them. And I don't know, what's the guy's name? Sam something or other? Sam Fold, something like that? What the heck's the guy's name? And that is, I mean, who knows who else is out there that is trying to keep their career going because they got burned in this. I mean, you may have several people out there keeping their career going because they got burned by this. You kind of wonder if Brady took the extra year because he got burned by this. I mean, that'd be an open question to ask. Did you play one extra year in part, not just as a competitor you wanted to play, but did FTX play any role in you playing an extra year? I think that's a fair question. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies and the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It's been a warm week, warm weekend. Brewers Outlet will certainly solve a lot, which I'm looking forward to. And that is going to be fun for you just to go and stock up for the weekend, whether you have friends coming over or you just want to enjoy being out in your own backyard, going to a picnic, whatever it may be. You know what? It's summer. Feels like summer. And that means great ice-cold beverages. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh, hot, every day. Six great flavors of slushies. Pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, my two personal favorites, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, almost Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. I believe we're attempting to get the king hooked in, correct? Matt may be on a rant within the confines of the station we don't know about. All right. Yeah, we were talking about a little bit of... There's not much football news going on right now. The players are, you know, it's a dead period in recruiting. Chuck Losey still has the players as they're working out, continue to push forward to get toward camp. But there's, you know, there's a tapering that needs to happen, which he understands and they're going through. There's no question there's a lot of excitement surrounding this team. I mean, everywhere I go, there's people asking me. I was in Danbury, Connecticut this morning. Some Penn State fan came up to me out of nowhere and said, "Hey, are we going to be good?" I said, "Yeah, yeah." So do we have the king?
We're still working on him.
Yeah. Do you think maybe he's counseling Luis Severino?
I wouldn't be shocked if he is, but I do know he's dealing with no air conditioning at Studio 22, so.
That's not good. Well, believe me, I've been at Studio 22 before, and there is not air conditioning. Okay, so. In Studio 22, when I was way younger, I worked many a day in there when there was no air conditioning. Like, oh. we'd be done at 4 o'clock. You're like, oh, thank you, God. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. But, yeah, this is one of those, you know, people are excited about it. This is the prelude. This is where you're getting a lot of articles right now. Hey, top five coaches in the country, top 10 coaches in the Big Ten, top running backs. I mean, like all this, you know, what I refer to as nonsense articles, which people are forced to write. Got to come up with something so you write it. Or if you're on a talk show, you got to talk about it. It's, you know, it's just everything right now. It's the talking season. You're going to have next week is Big 12 Media Days. So they'll be the leadoff, and all the commissioners, from Brett Yormark of the Big 12 to Jim Phillips of the ACC to George Kliavkoff of the Pac-12, right, to Tony Petitti of the Big 10, to Greg Sankey of the SEC, they're all going to be asked about realignment and expansion. They're all going to be asked about it. It's not just going to be the Pac-12 that'll be asked. They'll all be asked. From the ACC's point of view, it's keeping the band together. From the Big 12's point of view, is there someplace else we can go to? From the SEC and Big 10's point of view, the ability to make 16 work, and do you want to go past that? And from a Pac-12 perspective, can we get a media deal and somehow keep the remaining 10 together and then think about other options after that? Plus, Mountain West media days are coming up, and they're going to have a meeting on the 17th of July, which is going to be a week from Monday. And in that meeting, they're going to discuss whether San Diego State is in the conference or out of the conference. You know, San Diego State had requested out, requested an extension. The extension was denied. San Diego State in the 30th says, no, we're going to stay. And there was a $6.6 million payment due to them, which was going to be withheld if they left. Well, now they have not paid them. They've withheld it. And now they're going to discuss whether everything is copacetic and they're going to get the $6.6 million instead. And San Diego State will not be allowed to be in the room when they discuss that in the Mountain West. Crazy stories, huh? Hello?
King!
I am here.
Well, with you and Steve both on the phone lines, I accidentally hung up on Steve this time. I think that's what I did to you.
Hello.
No, that is not payback. That was legitimately an accident. There we go. All right, I got Steve calling back, so we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have headlines right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet. All right, we got you guys.
All right, headline.
There we go. All right. King, are you there?
I am here.
All right, there we go. Thank you to the suit for helping me fix out that technical problem there. All right.
Good job, Matt.
Well, that's all suit. That was not me whatsoever. I kept messing it up. I was bad as Luis Severino was last night and the last five starts.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, what do you got, King?
The Yankees, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that was embarrassing last night.
There's nothing there.
Yeah. Oh, what do you got, King?
What, you want my lead?
Yeah, you go first.
Will the Giants sign Saquon Barkley?
Yeah, they will.
At some point, but...
This will go up to the last day of before training camp, and then he'll sign.
I don't get... I mean, the closer it gets to the deadline, they'll do it, but... why do they wait so long?
Oh, who knows? I mean, I think they felt they could buy some time by franchise tagging him, and then he wouldn't sign the tag, and that's become the problem.
I think some of the players do it because they don't want to go to training camp.
So, oh, definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah. You know, like, what a waste of time, you know. And I get the veterans. I'm not going to beat my body up. I've got a 17-game schedule to go through, plus if we make the playoffs and... What am I running around in 100-degree heat for, you know?
There you go.
Seriously, you know? You got to save your body. So,
yeah.
I would take the veterans and say, you know what? You just do walkthroughs every day, you know? It's just, but I want you here, you know? I want to, because it just creates chemistry, you know? But, and... The younger players will look and say, that's what I get to look forward to. So,
yeah, a lot of teams do that anyway nowadays.
Everybody should be there.
Yeah.
You know, everyone should be there. So.
Yeah. Steve, what do you got?
Matt Catrillo attempts coup of show, hangs up on host, management then kills it, and coup has failed.
It was a mistake, I swear.
R- radio at its best.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Hey, you got to laugh. I mean, we all go through. It's cool. Yeah, cool. It's freaking hot here, man.
Yeah. Yeah, how you doing with that?
All right. You know, we're used to it. But
yeah.
I had to go down and get some water because we ran out of water.
Oh, so, boy. Yeah, that's important.
You know, it is what it is. So, Karen's back. Karen's the secretary.
There you go. We love Karen, don't we?
Yes, they do. They love you. There you go. I got to move.
There you go. All right, my headline. No. What's the holdup on
the... We killed the hornet together yesterday. We drowned it. So.
All right, so there's a headline out there that says, what's the holdup on Damian Lillard trade? So here's my headline of that. What's the holdup on Dame Lillard trade? Britney Spears.
Oh, my God. Somebody's got to tell me how a 5'4" woman taps a 7'5" guy on the shoulder.
That is a valid question.
I'm serious. No one's even mentioned it. They're all saying, oh, she didn't do it. All she did was tap him on the shoulder. It's like, on the shoulder? I couldn't reach his shoulder. I'm 6'1". Think about it.
The
guy's enormous.
Yeah.
To tap him on the shoulder. She'd have to be on a ladder to do that. So, whatever. It's kind of crazy that they smacked her around.
Well, actually, the police report just came out. They just came out a little while ago, and they said the police didn't actually slap her. What they did is they slapped her hand right into her face. So they deemed that she slapped herself from the force of the police officer. You can't make this up. You really can't.
She probably does that like 8 times a day anyway. So.
Oh.
I don't know. Why is she always in trouble? You know, where there's smoke, there's fire. She's always finds herself
right.
in the news for something stupid. And there's a lot of famous people who you only see them when they do what they do. You don't hear about them after that. So,
all right, Steve, what do you got?
Put yourself in harm's way, you get hurt.
There you go. So. Yeah, that's exactly what we said. Steve, what do you got?
Britney Spears buys San Antonio Spurs, cuts Victor Wembanyama.
She's going to be a cheerleader for him. Oh. I got one. Will the Anaheim Angels get rid of Otani and Mike Trout and try and build their team without them?
If they're going to get rid of anybody, it would be Otani.
Yeah, I mean, they're paying... Well, Mike Trout's under contract, so I don't know if they could move him or not.
Yeah, Trout's not going anywhere. He's there for life.
It's fascinating. You've got arguably... Well, you have the best player in baseball, and then the second best player in baseball, and you're always in last place. You know, there's something's wrong there. I mean, take either one of those players and put them on the Red Sox, and they'll be in first place. So, not that the Red Sox would do that. They've talked about it.
I mean, it's crazy to have two talents like that. It's not like the other guys around them are bad. I think the biggest problem they have is that they've never been able, except for the year they won the championship, they've never been able to put together really good pitching.
Strange.
When they had Nolan Ryan and Frank Tanana, they had excellent pitching and no hitting. Now they have hitting and no pitching except for Otani.
I think Otani's going to go to the Dodgers. Dodgers will find a way to bring him in. He does not want to come to the East Coast because it's too far for him to go home.
Oh, yeah.
And that's an issue. Trout, I could see coming to the East Coast. Isn't he a huge Eagle fan?
Yeah, he's from South Jersey.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, he's a huge Eagle fan. And he sits right down in the stands. I'm sure he's got season tickets.
He does.
But he doesn't sit up in the booth. He comes right down on, you know, like 10th row up or whatever. He's He's a good guy. I would love him on the Yankees, man. Oh,
I would
love
too.
To see
but
that.
Eh, what are you gonna do?
Not gonna happen.
Yeah. All right,
the Yankees got big problems. So.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. Here's my next one. Twitter's death, not Threads. Wemby bombs his debut in the summer league.
It's like spring training, man. The games don't count.
I swear, if he like totally bombs, has like 2 points and 10 turnovers, no rebounds, care. Twitter will break. Will literally die.
Nobody's going to care. Right? I mean,
where do you think Willard's going to go?
Where what? Willard?
That Dillard, the guy from, where is he from?
Portland?
Sacramento?
Yeah, from Portland.
I don't know.
Willard?
He says he wants to go to Miami. I don't know.
Yeah, I know he wants to go there, but Willard.
You're going to have to package. You're going to have to package players and draft choices to do it. It's a little more complicated than that, and it could end up being like a 3-team deal to make it happen. I don't know where he's going to go.
My problem with him is, does he really want to win a championship or just play with his friends? And what have they won with him? He's never won more than 30 games in a season. So how does that make him so desirable? I don't really get
he
that.
He can score. He is a good player. I mean, I will give him credit.
He's good, but is he a game changer? Is somebody going to let go a really good player to get him?
They haven't had a lot around them either.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they've had the high draft picks. So. I got it. Have you seen that 7'5" guy play?
Only on highlights. So I've never seen.
He can dribble play. Like a point guard.
Yeah,
guy's great.
He's
like a huge Magic Johnson.
Yeah, but again, I'd like to see him actually play full games and not just highlights. So I can't really properly judge how good he really is until I see that.
Yeah, I'm with Steve on that one.
Yeah,
I just want to see. I mean, he could be fabulous. I just want to see, that's all.
Well, it's like that kid for New Orleans. I mean, he's all flash and he's great, but he's never on the court. So,
got to
see if they stay healthy. And
Yeah.
All right,
I think...
Next
headline?
Yeah, I think King's next, yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't hear you.
You got one, King. You got another one.
I don't have another one right now. Well, actually, I do. Will the Phillies continue the run they're on? And could they make a run to the World Series? They're good.
If their pitching holds up, yes.
Yeah, the pitching holds up, yeah, but the Braves are still better. There's something about the Braves. They're deep. They're really good. And I give them a lot of credit for it. My headline is this: parents of 9-year-old call radio station after co-host rips child for wearing Braves and Phillies apparel.
Yeah, let me get the King's take on this. So what Steve's referring to is beginning of the show, I talked about like a 9, 10, 11-year-old kid who was behind us at a concession stand at Pine Otter Days in Norrie last night, and he's wearing a Braves hat but then a Bryce Harper shirt. And I said that's a violation because they're both in the same division. In fact, they're division rivals.
Huh. I think it's cool. I do.
I'm surprised. I thought you'd
Bryce
be with
Harper.
Me on this one.
No,
I
get rooting for the team, but Bryce Harper, I mean... A 9-year-old today could be doing a lot worse things. So,
that's valid.
He likes baseball. Well, that's what I like. He likes baseball. So, it is strange, you know.
We've gone from ripping professionals to a 10-year-old.
It's like wearing a Red Sox hat and walking around with an Aaron Judge shirt.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of our wearing an Aaron Judge shirt and buying a Yankee Suck t-shirt at Fenway Park.
Exactly right, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess I'm leaning the other way now.
There you go.
That's a parental thing.
All right, I knew I'd ring you in at some point. There we go.
You win.
He's 10.
You got to teach him young. That's all I have to say. You got to teach him young.
Yeah, that's, the more you think about it, it's kind of weird. I'll talk to his parents. So.
That's it. So. Got to teach him the proper protocol.
Yeah.
As I said before, wear the Braves gear one day, wear the Phillies gear another day. That's all.
I could never like the Braves.
Most of their players play.
And how come the Braves get away with the Indian thing?
Oh, the tomahawk chop. Yeah, that has been weird.
Yeah,
and the Chiefs,
how do they get away with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Kansas City Chiefs, how do they get away with it? Florida Seminoles, how do they get away with it? You know, meanwhile, the rest of the English-speaking world has to change the, you know, like Enfield's now the Eagles.